I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hope is the theme of our broadcast today. In Sudan, troubled believers rejoice when an historic songbook turns their hearts heavenward. And an overlooked people group can finally learn the true meaning of Christmas. More on that in a moment. But we'll start today in Sudan, which is one of the top four places in the world where Christians suffer from extreme persecution. Churches are demolished on an ongoing basis, and believers are attacked at random. However, Christians get a rare glimpse of joy this Christmas. A Christian worker we'll call Dan says a Korean believer and his wife have been working on a Sudanese hymnal for the past 10 years. And now, it's complete.
By the grace of God, him and his family were able to release the fairest ever hymnal book for Sudanese churches and South Sudanese churches, which is contained over 400 songs. This is an incredible gift for the church in Sudan.
This is the first time that someone has put traditional Sudanese hymns on paper. Just like audio scripture brings a full picture to the written word of God, this hymnal preserves oral tradition music with music notation and lyrics.
For so many years, the gospel music has been something that just memorized in the minds and in the hearts. There is nothing written.
As the hymnal brings Sudanese worship to a new level, pray that believers will be encouraged and pray for a new closeness with God encountered through music.
The impact of this project will continue not today or tomorrow and next year or the year after. It will be for years and years and years and years to come.
We'll head north now to Egypt, where small changes are giving way to some concerns for the believers there. Addison, an Egyptian Christian, says,
"We have no problem, no persecution from the government, but the problem is from the Muslims themselves in the streets, the airport, and even at the metro stations. We started to have a small kiosks for people to pray, which for me, it doesn't make sense. Why? That's a public transportation. And we're not a Muslim country, we're Muslim and Christian."
These changes are stirring a sense of unease for the future of Egypt, especially with elections on the horizon.
"I'm not worried with Al-Sisi government or with Al-Sisi himself, but we have 3 more years in his second period. What's next? It's Al-Sisi and his government. So with Al-Sisi, we have no problem because he is with the church. He's supporting the church. He's a very good friend of the Pope. And he's all the time helping and supporting and saying that we're all Egyptian. But who's next?"
So pray for Christians' future in Egypt and ask God to embolden the believers there. Finally, pop culture in the United States has many references to the biblical Christmas story. In the classic movie A Charlie Brown Christmas, Linus recites Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. And several Christmas carols sing the story of Jesus' birth. But many American deaf individuals today don't know the true meaning of Christmas and have never encountered God's word in American Sign Language. That's why Deaf Bible Society offers their free Deaf Bible app. The Deaf Bible app has portions of scripture available in several sign languages, including American Sign Language. We connected with Ryan Sims, a deaf staff member with Deaf Bible Society. Speaking through an interpreter, he says, having a sign language Bible is critical to reaching deaf individuals with the Christmas message.
"Instead of just reading the written scriptures and seeing the words and trying to pair pictures and having that, it's more of a full immersion."
So if you know a deaf person, try sharing the Deaf Bible app with them this Christmas. Or if your church is a deaf church or has a deaf ministry, invite them to come to your Christmas service tomorrow. Sim says you can also pray for the deaf community.
"One of the most important things we want to pray for is that all deaf people can really have that opportunity to really understand who Christ is and how he affected each one of us and have a personal relationship with him."
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. So get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.